Robert Slaughter, Robert Slaughter, 128-54. This is 10/23/2025. 71-year-old gentleman seen for face-to-face today. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient's currently in hospice with history of CHF. He's had numerous hospitalizations for pneumonia, exacerbation of COPD and CHF in the past period. New paragraph, last visit, his blood pressure was 170 over 121. Today, he's 137 over 97, which is much improved, period. That's also because he's taking his medications on a regular basis and recently was placed on a short course of steroids, period. His O2 is 90% on oxygen. He's always on oxygen, but he still smokes. He goes outside to smoke. I told him that's cutting down on his life expectancy by days and weeks, period. He says he eats his KP, I'm sorry, his MAC left side has dropped from 31 centimeter to 30 centimeter, period. He lives at home because he doesn't want to leave his dog, Jethro, J-E-T-H-R-O. He's more short of breath. He has he belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4. He's lost a few pounds. His MAC has gone down. He's finishing up his prednisone, which has helped him tremendously in his breathing, period. Has rest of his his vitals, blood pressure 137 over 97. He sleeps on two pillows. He uses his nebulizer at least three or four times a day, period. He requests Trilogy because he says that's the only thing that helped him, helped him with his breathing. I will share that with the hospice medical director via a copy of this note, whether Trilogy or a triple inhaler with beta agonist steroids and anticholinergic to help his breathing, period. Overall prognosis remains poor, period. His TPS is at 40%, period. He still has bowel and bladder incontinence, period. His heart rate was 99? Yeah, his heart rate is 99. His heart rate of 99 is indicative of his tachycardia related to his core pulmonary hypertension and his end-stage COPD as well as history of CHF, period. He does have JVD associated with right-sided heart failure with a 1 plus fetal edema at this time. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Robert Slaughter. Put in there somewhere his PPS is at 40% currently as well. Thank you.